Well, I think, Dana, that you'd like to share a lot of the music from your coming CD with our listening audience today in preparation for the concert you'll be doing in just a couple weeks here in Eau Claire. So maybe we better scoot right on through your music to the next song that you've chosen for your Song of the Soul, which is called For You Are the Great I Am. Tell us about this song.
My dad instilled in me a love for God's creation and love for music. This song ties those two things together very well.
In the song, you talk about the birds and the trees and all the beautiful things of nature and just how they sing a hymn of praise to God. And yet it occurs to me that most often when we do worship, we do it between walls that we've built with our own trinkets and with our own designs and with our own manufactured beauty on them rather than God's natural beauty. Do you actually take the time to worship out in the outdoors, present with God's creation, the part of it less manufactured by human hands?
Yes, actually, this last Sunday was the very first time I tried something like this. I really felt led to go to Perry Creek. That is a park that's just south of Black River Falls. And I was enjoying seeing all the different types of plant life and mushrooms and listening to the birds. And yes, I do. I love the Lord, and I love everything that He has made.
It certainly is a beautiful creation we've been given. I think it's time to listen to the song. It's called You Are the Great I Am by my guest for today's Song of the Soul, Dana Tock.
You made the sun to rise and warm us in your sky, the most beautiful blue. All the branches on the trees swinging in the breeze send their praises up to you. You bring the warm spring rains to renew all things again in your gorgeous color green. And the birds sing out their song to please you all day long.